I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And each week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic highlights a health issue and explains how to deal with it naturally. So good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn.
What are we talking about today?
Well, today we're going to actually talk about lectins. And remember that schoolyard rhyme, beans, beans, they're good for your heart. And, you know, we all roll our eyes when we hear that because we know how it ends. But have you ever wondered where the rest of the rhyme actually came from or why foods like legumes are so tough to digest? Well, it turns out that actually most foods contain certain compounds that by nature are difficult on our digestive system. And because they're not really meant for our digestive system at all, it doesn't mean that we can't tolerate them. It just means that there's a tough exterior on this particular, on beans, for example, that makes it hard to digest. So in the case of beans and legumes, amongst other foods, the main culprit we've learned about, like I said, is lectins. A lectin is a kind of protein, and it's found in a variety of plants and animal-based foods. And they're actually found in things like tomatoes and beans and some grains. And basically, lectins bind together, and in particular, they bind to sugars. So their ability to lessen the body's ability to properly absorb nutrients put lectins in this special dietary category known as anti-nutrients. So basically, what happens is lectins can wreak havoc for people who consume a diet with lots of high lectin foods. And for those that suffer from gastrointestinal disorders or immune deficiencies, this can be a real problem. So it can cause gas and bloating and basically discomfort. Now, lectins are actually really important for the plant because they actually provide a natural insecticide. They actually protect grains and legumes from predators. So there's a biological purpose to them. And, you know, one would think if a plant that has a lot of lectins doesn't necessarily mean need to have a lot of pesticides. So what do we do as a, you know, as people when we want to eat these kinds of foods? So there's ways that you can actually break down the lectins in the food to make it more digestible. So for example, beans, we always talk about soaking our beans. But actually, if that's not enough for you, what you can do is actually put a piece of dulse seaweed, so a piece of seaweed in the water when soaking the beans, and it actually helps to break down the lectins and makes the beans easier to digest. Now, a lot of folks come in to see me and they're concerned that they have gluten sensitivities, for example. And not everybody's sensitive to gluten. There's a lot of information written about gluten, but sometimes what I recommend for patients is just to start out with a sprouted grain. So you can actually get sprouted wheat or sprouted rye grain breads, and by sprouting, it actually deactivates the lectins completely. So that's one way of, you know, testing yourself to make sure, you know, maybe it's not a complete gluten allergy. Maybe it's actually just the lectin in the grain that you're sensitive to. Boiling or pressure cooking beans is a great way of getting rid of the lectins, and fermenting as well. So there's lots of different ways that we can control some of the carbohydrate and the sugar content to reduce our gas and bloating because, you know, those foods, beans and grains and tomatoes are actually good for us. There's a lot of nutrients in it. So we don't want to necessarily eliminate or limit our diet because, you know, that will basically, you know, decrease some of the nutrients that we're getting from our foods.
Actually, that was on my mind, is that if they're going to cause us this much problem and cause so many hassles, why don't we just give them up? But you're saying that they're good for us. What do they give us?
Well, they give us a lot of nutrients, a lot of minerals, a lot of vitamins, and they also give us a lot of fiber. So, you know, as we get older, we get constipation in addition to gas and bloating. So some of these grains and beans can actually be excellent natural source of fiber instead of relying on, for example, pharmaceutical supplements to help you go to the bathroom, for example.
So that definitely informed us about lectins, and I had no idea that you could do these things with beans and grains. And for people who have gluten problems, you've offered us a solution as well. If someone is wanting to know more about what to eat and how to eat it and just deal with their digestive tract, are you still offering a complimentary consultation?
Absolutely. They can give me a call. I do the free 15-minute consultation either in person or on the phone, and they could give me a call at my office at 905-707-2001.
So 905-707-2001. Dr. Betty Rosendahl offers you a 15-minute complimentary consultation, a conversation to ask your personal questions, find out if you can get to the root of your problem, and then she can help you with the solutions. Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic, the website thornhillnaturopathic.ca, and the number one more time, 905-707-2001. 2001. Thank you, Dr. Betty. I actually look forward to learning more. It seems that every time I speak to you, I learn something that helps me with my own life and living. And I hope my listeners find, I'm sure my listeners find that that's helpful too.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.